You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Here we are from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. It's a beautiful Sunday morning in Austin. And Gene and I, of course, are delighted to be back. We took the month of March off, and Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer hosted that for us. We had some different ones that preached the messages. And but Gene and I are glad to be back at Breakout Radio Church. We are a global missions church without walls, comprised of members of many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That's what we're doing. We're a house of prayer for all nations. We are a worldwide church. There may be some others, but I don't know of any of another worldwide radio church in this nation. And we want to give a shout out to members in different parts of the world. Costa Rica, Canada, England, India, Burundi, Africa, Pakistan, Mexico, and other nations of the world who are joining us this morning at Breakout Radio Church. And I'm having Gene Gentry to come. And Gene and I celebrated our 58th wedding anniversary last month.
We did.
It was a wonderful time.
We had a wonderful time of rest and thank you for all your prayers. And I'd just like to say good morning to our Breakout family. And we're so thankful for our members and all of you that are joining us today for Breakout Radio Church.
Yeah. It was a great thank you for all of your notes and gifts and remembrances during March. I had a couple of eye procedures. I can see well now. And so we're blessed. We got some rest. We're blessed and ready to go. Today's going to be a great day at Breakout Church. Somebody people say, why do you call it Breakout? Well, in 1997, when I led prayer at the White House, the Holy Spirit gave me Micah 2:13, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out. Pass through the gate, go out by it. The king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. And when you have a breakout, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in, start business you never started, start churches you've never begun. I'm telling you, God desires for you to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. So, it's a breakout day here at Breakout Radio Church. If you'd like to be a member of this worldwide church, all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And click on the membership link there, and we'll be praying for you. In fact, every Sunday morning, I've got the names of all of our members in my hands right now. I may give a shout out to some of you before the service is over, but I've prayed for every one of you today, asking God to bless you and be with you. I'm so thankful you are part of Breakout Radio Church, and I'm just very, very thankful for what God is doing. And we're going to pray for the service today. Gene's going to join me in prayer. We're going to pray for church members, particularly in the southeast part of America, who are under the threat of tornadoes and severe storms. And I've checked the radar this morning. We want to pray especially for those of you in the St. Louis area, those of you that live in the Chicago, Illinois area. Also, those of you in Cincinnati, as well as Charlotte, North Carolina, all the way down to Georgia. We're going to pray for you. Jacksonville, Florida, under some severe weather threats today. and all the way up to Buffalo, New York. So we're going to set ourselves in agreement. We're going to pray for the anointing to come. We want to pray for one of our church members that's been diagnosed, I believe yesterday, with colon cancer, Maurice Anderson from California. And we're going to pray for Maurice and Beverly Anderson right now as well. Also for Eugene Bullard, who's still suffering from his back problems that started way back in September. Father, we just, Gene and I, set ourselves in agreement right now. Yes. In Jesus' name, for all of the needs that are represented at Breakout Radio Church and whatever is happening in people's lives, we ask God for those that need a healing, those that need a job, those that have financial needs, those in the southeastern part of America that is under storm warnings, also the threat of storms and even tornadoes. We pray the hedge of protection about them, those in Alabama and Georgia as well. Yes. And we pray for Pastor Eugene Bullard. We pray for Maurice Anderson. We pray for every other person that needs a miracle. There's no trouble like trouble that comes our way. And we set ourselves in agreement for you this morning in Jesus' name. We pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. We pray for Vice President Mike Pence and his family. We pray for Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray for the service today, that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done at Breakout Radio Church today. God's given me a special message that I want to preach today. And I just believe that we can open our hearts today, ask God to open your spiritual ears, your spiritual hearts today to receive the message that God has placed in my heart. And I woke up this morning with this song in my spirit, and it's called You Deserve the Glory, but it goes all day. All night. We're a church that's going to pray day and night, night and day. And so let's just lift our hands and worship the Lord today. It's a wonderful, wonderful day to do that here at Breakout Radio Church. Let's praise and worship Him and honor Him today as we magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship, church.
All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, You worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
Come on, church, let's worship him today. He's worthy. He's worthy.
For from you are all things.
Hallelujah.
And to you are all things.
Hallelujah. We worship you today, Lord. We honor you today. We magnify you. Lift up holy hands to a holy God. If you're not driving down the road somewhere this morning, we worship you, God. Hallelujah. We honor you today. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears, from all of my anxieties, from all the things, all of my dreads. Hallelujah. He is worthy, worthy, worthy. Let's join the angels this morning in declaring, worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. You are so worthy, and we love you today. We unashamedly declare that we love you, Jesus. And so thankful, Lord, to have you in our lives today here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning. Thank you, Jesus. We love you today. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to have Delvin Kinzer in church with us today. And, of course, Delvin and his wife Rhonda filled in for the entire month of March. Couldn't have done it without them. What a blessing Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer are. Heard most every day on bpnradio.com. And Delvin's going to come and receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. God bless you, Delvin.
God bless you, Dale, and good morning, Breakout Radio Church. What a privilege it is to be with you this morning as we just honor and worship the Lord Jesus, all that he's doing, all that he's going to do. Hallelujah. And before we take up our offering today, I wanted to read this scripture to you real quickly. This is out of Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 3, it says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringing forth fruit, so it doth also in you." Hallelujah. "Since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth." You know, the truth of God's word, from the day you hear it. I'm not just talking about you something that you, it's in one ear and out the other, but the day that you hear the truth of the gospel, and it speaks to your heart, from that day forward, it begins to bear fruit in your life. It begins to change your way of thinking. It begins to impact the circumstances of your life when you hear the gospel. And it's because of that, that we come today to say, God, what you've done for us, there's no way we could ever have no money in the world. Bill Gates doesn't have enough money to pay back the Lord Jesus for what he's done for you. Hallelujah. But he instructs us to follow his word and bring to him the tithe and the offering. So again, that word can have an impact in our lives today. So let's just pray for this offering today, church. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word. And we thank you, Lord, that that word changes our lives. We thank you, Lord, that that word not only leads us to have eternal life, but it also brings us abundant life here. And so we thank you for that, God. We give you praise today. Lord, I pray that as folks give today to Breakout Radio Church, as they give their tithes and offering, Lord, that you will see, Lord, their hearts today. And God, you will, as your word says, pour out a blessing, pour out upon your people, that they cannot have room enough to receive the blessing that will be coming their way today. So I thank you for that. Bless it, Lord. I use it. We thank you for Pastor Dale and Pastor Gene, and we thank you for Breakout Radio Church and for BPNradio.com reaching the world with the gospel today. Bless this offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Delvin. I appreciate that. And as you get ready, prepare to give today, remember that Breakout Radio Church, a worldwide church, is sponsored and supported by you, our members. And we encourage you to be faithful with your tithes and contributions if you're a member of Breakout Radio Church. So please make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And if you're giving by credit card or PayPal or debit card, you can do that right now. And we also accept Venmo now. If you have a Venmo app, V-E-N-M-O, you can send that money to us at Breakout Ministries directly. We're on the app there. And if you want to use your PayPal credit card or debit card, go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. The donate button, you can use your PayPal credit card or debit card, and it will immediately go into our Breakout Ministries account. And, you know, for us to continue to do what we're doing, we must have the continual faithful support of our church members, our friends, and those that believe in Dale and Gene Gentry, Breakout Radio Church, and, of course, Breakout Radio Church. Help support BPNradio.com, Breakout Prayer Network. And so we're all about getting the gospel out across America and around the world. So, Father, bless those that give today. Bless them abundantly and bless them bountifully, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so very, very much. We're grateful. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. God has a message burning in my heart, a word from the Lord that I want to share with you today. And as you're turning your Bibles to 1 Kings 18, I want to encourage all of you to go out and see the movie Unplanned. It's a story of a young lady in Austin, Texas, Abby Johnson. And also, I want you to pray for Rhonda Kinzer, and she ministers to women that have gone through an abortion. And after you've seen the movie and you need some prayer, some support, that would be good to call Rhonda Kinzer. She's a blessing, Delvin and Rhonda, there in Liberal, Kansas. Are you ready? I'm reading from my new Bible that Gene bought me. It's the Living Bible Translation. And I'm going to read from 1 Kings 18, chapter 18, verse 1. Here's what it says. Later on in the third year of the drought, the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and present yourself to King Ahab. Tell him that I will soon send rain." So Elijah went to appear before Ahab. Now, there had been a famine throughout the land. Can you imagine if your city, your area, your property, your farm had not received any rain for over 3 years? That was a severe drought. You know, it can be, I noticed the weather in Austin, if we go like a month or 6 weeks without rain, they say we're in a severe drought. So that was over 150 weeks, over 150 weeks, that there was no rain whatsoever. And it was unimaginable. But God was wanting the nation of Israel to know that that rain was not going to happen until the people turned back to him in prayer. And so we find that later on in chapter 18 that Elijah summoned the people of Israel, and they came because they were desperate to hear a word from God and to receive prayer. And Elijah stood on Mount Carmel, as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 18, and verse 20, it said, "So Ahab summoned all the people of Israel and the prophets to Mount Carmel, and he began to preach to them. And he said to them, 'How much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God,'" they were following Baal gods. They were following other gods, just like we're doing in America. "But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people were completely silent. They didn't even respond. They didn't have anything to say. And then he began to pray. And as he prayed, fire fell from heaven and consumed the sacrifice. And there was a turning back to God. Then the Bible says in the latter part of chapter 18 of 1 Kings, it says in verse 41, "Then Elijah said to Ahab, 'Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain.' So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel, bowed low to the ground, prayed with his face between his knees. Then he said to his servant, 'Go and look out toward the sea.' The servant went and looked, then returned to Elijah and said, 'I didn't see anything. I see nothing.' But that did not discourage Elijah. He said, 'I want you to go again.' And he went again and said, 'I don't see anything.' But he said, 'I want you to go again.' He sent him seven times. We have to be persistent when we are praying something we already know in our spirit. Some of you received a promise. Some of you received a prophecy. Some of you have a knowing in your heart that God wants to do something. But you must be very tenacious. You must be very, very strong in what you believe. You must be persistent. You must be consistent. You must have some tenacity, a tenaciousness about you that you will not give up, that you will ask again. I've heard people say, 'Well, I'll believe that God only wants you to ask one time and then just leave it to him.' No, there's something about persistency. What do you say? 'Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open.' But what if it does not open? Knock again. What if it does not open? Knock again. You keep knocking. There's something about consistency and persistency that touches the heart of God and changes the heart of God and brings a response to what he wants to do. He wants to know, do you really mean business? Do you really mean it? Are you asking casually? Are you asking tenaciously? Do you really want this?" And so, after the seventh time, the servant of Elijah, now Elijah didn't go because he was interceding. He had his hands, he had his face between his knees, which is an intercession posture. And he was calling upon the God of the universe. He was interceding on behalf of a nation that desperately needed rain. The cattle were dying and the herds were dying and people were dying. It was a tragic situation, and there needed to be prayer, and the nation had come to a place where only prayer, only God could help them then. And I believe we're in the same situation now in the United States of America. We are so divided. We have a nation that's turned away from God. We have lost our moral compass, and the only thing that can help us now is God. God must help us, and we are praying for the abundance of rain, and that's what Elijah was calling for. The fire eventually went out, and the fire could be snuffed out or put out, but you cannot stop the rain. Once the rain starts, you, no man, no human being, nothing on this, in this universe can stop rain when it begins to fall. It can rain as long as it wants to. It even rained one time 40 days and 40 nights. So what did he call for? He called for rain, and he saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. I want you to know that there are so many Christians today that they keep praying for a certain situation, and then when they believe they have the answer, they pray for more confirmation. Sometimes people say to me, Dale Gentry, Pastor Dale, Brother Dale, Prophet Dale, do you have a word from the Lord for me? I said, what are you praying about? We need some more confirmation of what God has said. Elijah didn't say to his servant, oh, go back and see if there's another cloud out there. Or go back and see if there's a dark cloud out there. Or go back and see if there's a whole arraignment of clouds out there. No, all he needed was one cloud. Just one, not even a big cloud. He just needed one small cloud about the size of a man's hand. And he began to shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He began to shout and praise God, which our praises attract God. He began to shout and he said, send word to Ahab. He better get home. He better get that chariot in high gear because it's going to rain and the floods are going to come and all this rainstorm is going to catch him. You better tell the king to get started, get going. Eventually, Elijah, he could have gotten the chariot with King Ahab, but he was so anointed, he was so pumped about what God was doing that he ran 18 miles ahead of the chariot. Boy, I'm telling you, the anointing of God comes on you. All things are possible and nothing is impossible. But we have to respond to the word of God. We have to respond to the first sign or the first signal that God is at work. We don't have to keep getting confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. We just know that we've heard from God in the past that God will send the rain. And then when he saw the confirmation, just one, the cloud in the sky, what happened? He began to shout. Hallelujah. He began to shout and he began to run and he began to declare what God was doing. Hallelujah. Reborute sikatebete labrando sute sikate eribo u manda arabo ute sikabaata. I want you to know today that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. One of the most amazing testimonies that I've ever heard came from one of my friends, Don Clowers. And Don has been in the ministry. We've been in the ministry just about the same amount of time. And Don is a great evangelist. He's a great preacher of the gospel. He's a great man of faith. He's been my friend for many, many years. And when his daughter was about 5 years old, she went out, was playing out in the street, and got hit by a car. And I wanted to share that testimony, but I hadn't shared it in a long time. And I asked Don if he would write it down for me. Don Clowers, the amazing testimony of what happened to his little 5-year-old daughter, Tammy Clowers. And here's what he wrote to me. I'm going to share it with you. It's going to bless you. Yes, it is. And it's going to build your faith. He said, Tammy was in ICU after he was hit, 5 years old, and playing out in front of he and his wife Sharon's home. And Tammy got hit with the car. They rushed her to the hospital. She was in ICU. And it was on the 11th day after her accident, about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, the neurosurgeon came to me and said, I just checked Tammy's chart, and she is not going to make it. Now, some of you have received an evil report. You received an evil report from the lawyer, from the doctor. You know, I have three doctors that are spiritual sons of mine. And so I honor medical science, but I don't revere medical science, because sometimes you can get a report from the doctor and they're trying to protect themselves from a lawsuit, and you can get a report and it is a bad report, and fear can enter your heart immediately, and you can be transfixed on that on that report, and you can be so consumed by fear that it will consume your life and release all sorts of problems in your life. And you know, I believe in doctors, but doctors do not have the final report. There's a higher report, and that is the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. When Jean received a report that she had cancer, we believed in medical science, but we knew that there was another report, because on the way to the hospital, a prophet of God said, "This is not malignant." Now, medical science said it was malignant. We were not in a stage of denial, but God said, "You'll go and receive a report from the doctor, but the report of the Lord is that it's not malignant." And God miraculously healed Jean of cancer in 2004. To God be the glory. It was a wonderful day of celebration. Hallelujah. She's still cancer-free 15 years later. But it was a bad report. It was a bad report. And so we know that Don Clowers got a bad report. Said, "I just checked your daughter Tammy's chart. She's not going to make it. She will die today." But Don Clowers would not accept that report. You do not have to accept an evil report. There may be all kinds of reports, church, coming concerning your marriage, your health, your finances, your job, your business, your children, but you cannot afford to receive those reports, because God has a report, and the report of the Lord is higher than the report of man. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Don and Sharon Clowers would not accept that Tammy was going to die. Their little girl was going to die today. And so Don said, "I did not leave the hospital. But in about 30 minutes, the nurse came and told me to come back to the ICU. And he said, "That's when I saw her blinking her eyes. She was still unconscious, but the blinking of her eyes gave me hope. Faith rose in me. She remained in ICU for 2 months and then was moved to another floor. In about 2 weeks, she started following us with eyes as we entered the room or walked around her bed. After 3 months, the neurosurgeon said it's time for Tammy to go home and be in her own environment. We prayed over her and sang to her. And after 3 weeks, one day, I was singing to her, and tears started running down her face. I knew we were communicating. She was on a feeding tube. We made her some soup, and she opened her mouth and took the soup. We removed the feeding tube and began to feed her soft foods. About a week later, Sharon put her on the couch with her, and they were watching Dennis the Menace, and she laughed out loud. That was her very first sound. She was still paralyzed and had no control of her body functions. Sharon told her to say Mama. She did. Next, I told her to say Daddy, and she said Daddy. Her memory returned. In a few days, she could control her body functions. Still paralyzed and had one arm and leg still in a cast. She was almost back to normal after 9 months. Went to school with all of the paralysis gone. And 12 years later, from high school, she graduated from high school. Then she went 2 years to a community college. She works in our office 4 days a week, corrects grammar, is very good at punctuations, and does very well on the computer. She's married. Her husband just retired from 25 years in the Army. She has a son who will be 20 in July, who is in college making straight A's. Tammy is now 56 and in very good health." Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah. And the last time we ministered at Don Clowers Church there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Tammy was there. Hallelujah. And years ago, I told the story, and Don said that once he went into the hospital room and saw her blinking her eyes, that's all he needed. That was all that he needed, because he saw a cloud about the size of a man's hand. He did not need any more confirmation. The doctor said that day, Tammy is going to die. But Don and Sharon Clower said, no, she will not die. She will live. And Satan has already pronounced death on some of your finances, your job, your work, your marriage, your health, your children, your grandchildren. But you must declare, no, we will not allow death to consume us, our kids, our grandkids, our job, our business, our finances, our health. Hallelujah, whatever it may be, Kuramandasai. We will not accept that report, but we believe there is another report. We believe there is a report from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so Don Clowers believed the report of the Lord, and when he saw her blinking her eyes, he got in the elevator. And Don said that he stopped at every floor going down. I believe that Tammy was on the top floor. Every floor, he would stop and open the elevator and shout to the people in those waiting rooms, Tammy is blinking her eyes. Tammy is blinking her eyes. And he'd close the door, and then he would go to the next floor, and then he would open the elevator door and shout, Tammy is blinking her eyes. And then he would go to the next floor, open the elevator door, and shout, Tammy is blinking her eyes. Hallelujah. Every floor on the way down, Tammy is blinking her eyes. Tammy is blinking her eyes. All he needed, hallelujah, was just one confirmation, a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm declaring over you, church, today that God desires to answer prayer, and all you need is one unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from the Lord. Hallelujah. When our son Rick was a teenager and he was not living and serving God like he should, and one Saturday night when I got a call from the jail saying, Pastor, come, we have your son in jail. He's been drinking and causing problems. When I got in the car, the devil said to me, this is the beginning of sorrows for you, pastor of this church in Oklahoma City, Dale City First Assembly of God, and your son is going to cause you problems. You're going to have trouble in your... I'm telling you, the devil will lie. He cannot tell the truth. But I knew that that very night at midnight that Gene and I were under attack. But Gene and I began to pray, and we began to speak the word of the Lord that one day your son will serve in ministry with you. One day Rick will serve in ministry with you. And today he is still serving in ministry with Gene and I over all of these years. And he gives oversight to preaching Sunday, giving people an opportunity that may not have an opportunity anywhere else. Excuse me, to preach the gospel. Rick Gentry gives you an opportunity. All you have to do is contact him and say, would you please call me and share with me how I can preach the gospel across America and around the world every Sunday. Hallelujah. So Rick Gentry is still ministering. Hallelujah. He's still declaring the word. Satan tried to destroy him, but there it was a word higher than the word of the enemy. All we saw was one little cloud. One little cloud. One day when Rick said, I'd like to pray with you each morning, Dad, and we'd both go into our little closet. I saw the cloud, and I began to declare, my son, our son, is going to be a mighty man of God. He's going to do great exploits for God. Hallelujah. Some of you are trying to minimize God. Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance. Hear the sound of abundance. And just this week, hallelujah, a man by the name of Brian Davenport gave me a prophecy. And he said, this is the time to receive. He said, you've been sowing all these years, and we really have. Gene and I have been calling America to pray for many years. And since 1985, we've been calling America to pray. We started the Breakout Prayer Network in 1997 after leading prayer at the White House. And I got this word, you've been sowing, but now it's time to start receiving. The Apostle Paul wrote concerning giving and receiving. Concerning giving and receiving. And so we've been giving and giving. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me from this word and said, you've been sowing prayer seed. You've been sowing revival seed for many years. It's been a time of sowing, but now the time has come for reaping. And several days ago, I heard the Holy Spirit say, get your hands out to receive. It's time to get ready to broadcast answers to your prayers these many years. And so I'm preparing for the abundance that is coming. I hear the sound of an abundance, abundance. I hear the sound of rain, but the key word, the buzzword, is abundance. And I believe that God is speaking to some of you today who are attending Breakout Radio Church. You may be listening to it at the 10 a.m. service Central Time or during the week. Whenever you're listening to it, I believe that God is preparing your heart for an abundance. Ask Him for no small thing. Hallelujah. So many people have put a ceiling on your prayers. And somebody said, oh, my prayers are not going any higher than the ceiling. And the problem is you got a low ceiling in your prayer room. You need to expand your season, your ceiling season, and get ready. Get ready. You know, Gene has a distant relative that pastors a church in Oklahoma City. And several years ago, he was having his annual mission service. And there was a wealthy businessman in Oklahoma City that heard about the special mission service on a Sunday night that the church had every May of the year. And so the Holy Spirit spoke to him to write out a check for $1 million. And so he wrote out a check for $1 million and put it in his pocket. That night, after some testimonies and songs and some ministry time, the pastor got up and said, I want every one of you that will donate $1,000 tonight to raise your hand. And so the wealthy businessman knew that was the final appeal that he was going to make. So he put he had the $1 million in his hand. He put the $1 million check back in his pocket, and he wrote a check for $1,000, and he put it in the offering. He said when he got home, the Holy Ghost said to him, I thought I told you to give $1 million tonight. He said, Lord, I wrote out a check for $1 million, and I took a $1 million check to the service, but the pastor only asked for $1,000. So I wrote a $1,000 check. The problem with so many of us, God has $1 million or whatever He has in His hand to give us, but we're not asking for that. We're not asking for that. I said to a couple recently, what are you believing in for in salary every month? They said, we're believing God for $10,000 a month. He could have said, well, I'm believing for $3,000 or $4,000, just enough to pay our bills. But he said, I'm believing God for $10,000 a month. God is not limited. He said, why do they limit me? Why do they put ceilings on me? Why do they put limitations on what I desire to do? I believe that these are days of abundance, and there's going to come a day at bpnradio.com, which Breakout Radio Church gives oversight to, that we are going to begin to broadcast, as the Holy Ghost told me, the answers to the many prayers that we've been giving since we went on the air in November of 2014. It's hard to believe that we've been broadcasting on BPN Radio 24/7 for almost 5 years. And we've been requesting prayer. The Holy Ghost said it's time to get ready now to begin to broadcast the answers to those prayers. Begin to broadcast live services. Broadcast the prayers that are being answered. Begin to broadcast live events that are going to take place. Get ready to receive an abundance. Hallelujah. So Elijah saw and then he heard. Hallelujah. So many of you, and then he began to shout. He began to declare. And so many of you have had a word from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A word from God. And God is responding to your prayers. And so you need to get started. You need to get started with whatever God is speaking to you. Whatever God is saying to you, get started. You know, in 1993, the Holy Spirit spoke to me from Ezekiel chapter 7 to make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes and the cities are full of violence. not being a pastor of a church, I didn't know how to accomplish that. I was on my way to Austin, Texas, from Oklahoma City, where we lived at that time. When God gave me that word, I said, Lord, I don't know how we're going to fulfill that one, but I believe. And so I began to proclaim it. That was in 1993. In 1994, Gene and I started a prayer revival at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas, that lasted for 24 weeks. People came from the north, south, east, and west. People came from 13 nations of the world. We had prayer day and night. I wrote a book about it. And out of that 24 those 24 weeks of prayer came a 24-hour prayer network, prayer chain. Pastor, I shared my vision with Pastor Bob Nichols, and he said, we can do it here. And so I started organizing it. I started teaching it, the principles. And in May of 1995, the church started praying in the Power Tower 24 hours a day. And it went on. That 24-hour prayer went on for 18 years, day and night. The only time it stopped was when a tornado came through there in 2000 and stopped the prayer going on for just a few hours, and it continued back. And it went on for 18 years, and then for another 5 or 6 years, it went on every day. It did not stop for 18 years. Day and night. Almost 1 million prayer requests came in. Lives were dramatically changed. Hallelujah. God, out of that vision came a worldwide prayer meeting. And no longer are they praying 24 hours a day, but the Holy Ghost has said there will come a day at Breakout Radio Church that we will have a 24-hour prayer center where people will come and they will pray out of one location. But there will be people that will be praying with us in many different geographical locations, praying day and night for prayer requests that will be coming in from across America and around the world, as the song says, day and night, night and day. And Breakout Radio Church will be known as the church that prays around the clock and around the globe. And BPNradio.com will be broadcasting the prayer request and the results. And the Holy Ghost said there is an abundance of rain coming to this nation, and we are going to get ready to broadcast the results. The results. Why? Because opportunity. The harvest is here. Don't say 4 months and then come harvest. Lift up your eyes and look upon the fields, for they are white, already into harvest. Don't say it's a maybe in a few weeks or a few months I'll do something. Ladies and gentlemen, we live now. I'm telling you, we live now in the most opportune days that we have ever known in America. Why do I say that? I say that because we are being blessed because we blessed Israel. We have a president that believes in prayer, and a vice president believes in prayer. They have prayer in the White House. They are pro-life, and they believe in a safe America. We have a president that believes in Israel, and he's moved the embassy to Jerusalem, and he has promoted Benjamin Netanyahu and stands with him. And we have worldwide internet. We have radio. We have television. We have social media. We have YouTube. Anybody can preach on YouTube and put their sermon on YouTube. I mean, it goes. We have Facebook. We can broadcast on Facebook. And here on BPNradio.com, we give people a chance to preach worldwide every Sunday. Rick Gentry, all you have to do is contact him. We are living the most opportune time. Our economy's good. Our economy's good. Christians need to be giving abundantly, need to be paying their tithes. Never we lived in such a time as this. Most of us can get a passport and fly to most any nation of the world and share the gospel. It's unbelievable. The days we're living in. If we can't get it done today, we'll never be able to do it. So I'm asking you right now to ask God what he'd have you to do. Start and don't stop. Realize that there is just, even if there's just a cloud by the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, even if Tammy is just blinking her eyes, God is waiting for us to do something. Hallelujah. Because the doors of opportunity are open. And we're not only a praying church today, but we are a giving church. And today I'm going to receive an offering for Venezuela. Do you understand what's going on in with our brothers and sisters in Venezuela? We had one of their representatives was on with me on BPN the other day, Brother Jerry. And I told him we're going to receive an offering this morning. Do you realize that that as Russian troops enter Venezuela and people are not being able to go to church, that there's no electricity there, there's no water, there's no public transportation, they cannot gather for worship. The city of the cities are there in Venezuela in a horrible condition, without gas, without food, without lights. The hospitals have very little medicine. They cannot do hardly perform any surgeries because they do not have any anesthesia to perform the surgery. Clinics have been closed. Hospitals are not open. No pharmacy. Security is greatly threatened. People can't get out on the streets. They're starving to death. And one of our representatives who has spent 11 years in Venezuela said, it's unbelievable, but he has a way to get money to the Christians, to the churches. He's a man that I've known for many, many years. And I just want to receive an offering for Venezuela today, and we will send it over. We will get it to this man, and he will send it to Venezuela. The Bible said if we see our brothers and sisters in need and we don't respond, the love of God does not dwell within us. So we are a liberal church. We're a giving church. And all you have to do is make your check to Breakout Ministries. And at the very bottom, just put Venezuela. And we'll get it there. Or if you go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button, as you give your offering today using your PayPal, credit card, debit card, all you have to do is put on there, there's a place for a little note that says Venezuela, and we'll give everything that comes in to Venezuela to help them. And we pray for that nation right now. My God, they're going through so much. Unimaginable how the dictator will not even allow food to come in. God, we ask for your help. You say, well, I know America's going to send troops or America's going to make appeals. They are, but they need some help this week. Let's help them in Jesus' name. Father, I bless everybody that's giving today to the nation of Venezuela. In the name of Jesus, I pray for them. I ask that you bless them now in Jesus' name. And I pray for those today, hallelujah, that are believing you, God, that are believing you for certain things in their lives. I pray, Lord, that they will respond. They will respond at the very moment that they have confirmation. They will do something. They may not be able to get it all done, but they will do something. Elijah responded to the first confirmation. And those of you that have confirmation, do something with it. You may not be able to do all with it. When God spoke to Gene and I that we were going to full-time ministry, I went and gave my resignation, and I never went back. I'm telling you, you will never go back once you start doing the will of God. Don't look for a safety net. The general manager said, Dale, your job will be waiting for you when you come. And I said, I'm not going back there. In a few months, Gene and I pastored a church only 15 miles away. I could have gone back because the tithes were very low, but we said, no, we're not going back. We're going to keep going. You got to keep going. The devil wants some of you to turn back, but you cannot turn back. There's some of you that want to turn your back on God. You want to backslide. Get away from God. You believe God has failed you, but he can't fail. I want to give an invitation for those of you that don't know the Lord. You'd like to accept him as your personal Savior. Maybe some of you have gone back. You backslid away from God. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for the lost. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you rose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, just go to breakoutradiochurch.com and fill out the information there. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a wonderful day. Boy, I just feel the anointing, Gene. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, it's been a great day, and we appreciate all of you that have joined us today. We're so thankful for all of our members, and we just pray that you have a blessed day and know that we love you.
We bless you and cause His face to shine upon you. Have a wonderful day. This program is replayed at 10 a.m. this morning and then throughout the week on bpnradio.com. Preaching all day at bpnradio.com. Thank you for joining us today. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Hallelujah. Tammy is blinking her eyes.